In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In today's Gospel, we encounter a man bringing his son, who is besieged by a spirit, bringing him to Christ to be healed. He had previously brought his boy to the disciples, but they were unable to cast out the spirit from the boy. And they themselves, the disciples, were puzzled by this. How could this be? We also today find ourselves on the Sunday of St. John Climacus, the author of the latter. His book, which is very famous by now, The Ladder of Divine Ascent, is a manual for the foundation of struggle against passions, for avoiding the snares of the demons, and to rise in virtues to godlike love and humility. Each of his 30 chapters represent a step of progression in purity, ascending towards Christ. I won't list all 30 of them. But they can be roughly categorized into groups. The first four having to do with the renunciation of the world and obedience to a spiritual father. The next several chapters show repentance and endurance of affliction as paths to true joy. The majority of the chapters detail how one may defeat vices and acquire the virtues. While another large chunk helps one to avoid the traps of asceticism, laziness, pride, and so on. And finally, ending with the acquisition of Hezekiah, peacefulness of soul and stillness in prayer, and of apatheia, dispassion regarding afflictions or suffering. St. John shows forth the path for the purification of our souls, leading to deification or theosis, a life lived in love and unity with God. Now, this book was written for monastic communities, for their instruction and use. But it's still very instructive for us as well in the parish life. But how are we to know which of these 30 steps we are to find ourselves on? How are we to know when we're ready to move on to the next step? Each of us has blind spots and our own spiritual struggles and how we should move forward. Just as the monks in the monastery follow the direction of the abbot, we too need a guide, a spiritual father who can show us the way. The spiritual father is first and foremost someone who himself is under the guidance of his own spiritual father to help him identify where he is spiritually and to lead him to further growth in Christ. A spiritual father also must be committed to addressing sin in himself so that he can draw near to God in his own life and lead others there as well. The spiritual father is someone to guide us to Christ, to help identify what we don't see in ourselves or perhaps what we refuse to see. If you're like me, you have a tendency to think, I can do this on my own. I don't need anyone else to tell me what's wrong. And yet accepting help is not a weakness or a deficiency somehow in ourselves. It's acknowledging that God puts others around us to help us and see the way forward much more clearly. Even the disciples in today's gospel were confused because they could not cast out the spirit from the boy. They needed Christ's guidance, encouraging them to pray and fast, showing them what they were missing, and instructing them where they were and what was needed. He chastised them, calling them a faithless and perverse generation. And if the disciples' faith is in need of direction, those men who spent their days in the presence of Christ, hearing his words directly from his mouth, are we so much better than they? Are we somehow in less need of direction? I would argue not. Now, the spiritual father is typically a local parish priest. Not always, but it helps. He's someone who knows you, who has a relationship with you, who sees you more than once in a while when you are able to make it out to visit from afar. Thankfully, you have several such local priests available to you. But whether your spiritual father is nearby, or whether you have a long-standing relationship and that relationship is continued from a distance, it is certainly best, once you have built up that relationship, to stick with that one priest and to not bounce back and forth. The goal of the spiritual father is to guide you to Christ, to show you the path to spiritual health, a path that he himself is on. It can be difficult. Absolutely, it can be difficult to entrust yourself to someone, to confess your sins in their presence and accept their direction. Which is why it is all the more important that the spiritual father is himself under the direction from another, and he himself is committed to addressing sin in his own life and striving for a pure and godly life. When in doubt, it's always good to ask another priest. Now, the purpose of the spiritual father is not to control your life or to dictate your daily behaviors. Ultimately, your spiritual life is up to you. Your relationship with God is your responsibility. But it's good to receive help and direction in that path. The spiritual father is there to offer guidance and to show you the most direct path leading to Christ and to help you avoid the snares that befall you along the way. Now, we have this icon. It's in the back there on the icon stand, illustrating this ladder of divine ascent. You have several people climbing the ladder in various stages, journeying to the top where Jesus awaits and reaches out with open arms, inviting each of his beloved to climb higher and enter into his glory. And along the way, there are many obstacles. Those on the ladder are tempted by sins, represented by demons seeking to pull away those who lack perseverance. Don't let this dissuade you. I know some are turned off by this icon. They find it to be scary and discouraging. But take heart. Rather, focus on Christ. Ever struggle to draw near to him, like those nearing the top of the ladder. And with the guidance of a spiritual father, we seek to climb each rung higher and higher, attaining to Christ and his glorious kingdom. The father from the gospel story today cried out a beautiful and heartfelt prayer. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. And if we too hope for our spiritual lives to bear fruit, if we hope to draw near to Christ and to lead others to him as well, we must seek help under the direction of a spiritual father, guiding and encouraging us to climb the ladder and becoming more Christ-like in purity of heart. Through the prayers of St. John Climacus, and Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us.
Amen.